WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Jimmy Kimmel returned to the late night airwaves coming back from suspension. Kimmel was emotional discussing the comments related to the assassination of Charlie Kirk that got him pulled off the air. And he praised Erica Kirk, who publicly forgave her husband's alleged killer.
If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
But Kimmel did not let up on President Trump.
The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
Trump welcomed Kimmel back by calling him an arm of the DNC and posting on social media, that's a, quote, major illegal campaign contribution and threatening to sue ABC. Speaking before the United Nations General Assembly about Ukraine, the president criticized nations who are still buying oil from Russia.
China and India are the primary funders of the ongoing war by continuing to purchase Russian oil. But inexcusably, even NATO countries have not cut off much Russian energy and Russian energy products.
During his speech, he called climate change the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world. The Gates Foundation will pump more than $900 million into the global fight against diseases like HIV and malaria. Correspondent Elaine Cajano reports the action comes as the U.S. cuts more than $10 billion in foreign humanitarian aid.
Bill Gates' nearly $1 billion pledge over the next 3 years represents an infusion of money into global health initiatives proven to save lives.
We can prevent women from getting HIV. We have tools to kill mosquitoes, to get rid of malaria over time. So we have innovation, but then we need the money to buy those products to get them out to all the world's children.
Gates says his pledge is not enough to offset major cuts by the U.S. and other governments to international health assistance.
Major League Baseball has approved the automated ball-slash-strike system for 2026. Human umpires will still call the balls and strikes, but teams can challenge two calls per game. Your CBS Sports baseball writer, Mike Exia.
When there is a challenge, they put up on the scoreboard. They show you the strike zone graphic. They show you where the pitch comes across. So it's a whole big thing for the fans to kind of see this whole process play out.
Challenges must be made by a pitcher, catcher, or batter. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
The crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched a spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. Currently 57 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Angels of Dirt director and record producer Wendy Schneider. Civic Media's David Grant tells us how you can take over a radio station for a day, and wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this is how you Tuesday. You listen to the radio. We've got great guests tonight. A great question. Almost too much show for 2 hours. An incredible contest I'm going to tell you about if you don't already know about it. And some fun little tidbits of information from the world of entertainment that I'm going to share with you as well. Hope you had a great day, folks, wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin. Thank you for being here. It's great when you guys participate in the show, too. In fact, I sort of need to apologize. We had a lot going on last night. We had a great guest in studio in Eric Jelen and another great guest in Jim Healy. And we talked movies and we just fell behind and didn't read all the text. So we will get to some of those, the ones we missed last night tonight. We also have the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest that we are in the throes of that goes till October 3rd. And coming up in hour number two, I will give you a keyword that you can text in and make yourself eligible to win $200 cash or gold or and gold jewelry, I should say, and two club level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon kickoff, and it will give you a gas card to get there as well. So Conrad, that doesn't do much for you.
No.
That's, what is that, like $6?
Yeah, gas. Yeah, you know, honestly, I just Uber, so.
You can't win anyway, but they're great seats, club level, and it's the green and gold squaring off against the purple and gold. It's a great contest. In the 7 o'clock hour, folks, I will give you the keyword. You got to play. It's our Civic Media Go for the Gold, Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest, and that is one heck of a grand prize. And when you text in that word on the app, that's the only stipulation. You have to have the app and text in the keyword over the app. You are eligible for the daily prize of $200 cash and gold jewelry and the grand prize. That's all you have to do. Text one word. But I'll give you that word in the 7 o'clock hour. I have to tell you guys this, too. Once you text in the keyword, we'll send you a link, a confirmation link. You can earn extra contest entries following the link in the text response and subscribing to our newsletter. Or any of our other things listed, follow us on Facebook, subscribe to our podcast, or sign up for Civic Media Today. They all give you extra chances to win. So I have to tell you guys that as well. Let's get some more business out of the way here, Con. We've got a new signal in Milwaukee, 100.3. Is that, that's AUK, it's still AUK though, right?
Yeah.
It's our downtown Milwaukee FM signal, and it rocks. It is fantastic. So if you're listening there, welcome, welcome. And if you're not, check it out because it is a great signal, and it's brand new here at Civic Media.
Yep.
So
it's all go good Panthers. Stuff.
Go Panthers. Wait, is it? But it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with UW Milwaukee.
No, it's just, you know.
You're just so sports focused. You can't get a, How can I equate this to sports is what Conrad
is. No, it's not even really. It's just I went to school there. So I always, you know, anytime I can bring it up.
You were and always will be a Panther.
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. That is awesome. So, all right, fun show tonight. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here in studio at 6:35. She will be here sitting in this chair, if you're watching on the stream, the chair I'm pointing to right now. That is the chair we are going to give her a quiz in. Has Kristen taken a quiz? I don't know if she's ever taken one.
I think once before.
What did we quiz her on?
That's, you know, it's one of Nightlight's many quizzes.
Obstetrician terms?
The forms of lube?
Oh, my God. I'm going to ask her about that, too. I'm sure she was at a lube conference recently, but she will be here, and it's always fun to talk to Kristen. She'll take our female rocker quiz, and then, folks, for a Tuesday night, what other radio show is going to give you two quizzes in the same show? I'm going to take I'm going to take a quiz given to me by our second guest at 7:35, Logan Rogge. I almost said Dr. Logan Rogge.
That sounds pretty cool.
He is a doctor of travel. He is the senior communications specialist at Travel Wisconsin. And I think the last quiz I took from Logan, I got like a 1 out of 5. It's called Fester Fiction. It's a fun quiz.
They're pretty hard. It's a hard quiz.
It's kind of hard.
He brings it.
He does bring it. He challenges me, and I don't really know what's going on anyway, so I'm sort of behind the eight ball, but he's going to really – I'm fully expecting him to stick it to me. So Logan will be here at 7:35. We'll tell you what's happening in and around the state this fall, some really cool festivals in Wisconsin. Did you see this video? It was on Twitter. It has to be AI. Of Belichick's girlfriend jumping into his arms on the sidelines.
Yeah, that's definitely AI.
That was so funny.
You know, one of the funniest things I saw, though, from this past weekend, she was on the sideline, and it just said, can I have some money for concessions, please?
She's like his manager or something now, right?
It's so good. Yeah,
I sense like a Brian Wilson thing going on where she's like his handler and just... I don't know, a project of hers or something.
Well, I think she needs to put all the focus on the football because he's not doing that well coaching right now.
Has he won yet?
He won once.
Okay. But that's like a pre-conference game or something probably.
Right? Well, the first game they got, I don't know, it was like 40-something to 7.
Yeah. Lots to get to today. I have to tell you guys too, we got overnight texts from two of our listeners who are very loyal listeners, and I love when they text us. But they texted in the keyword because they heard us talking about the contest on the rebroadcast. And unfortunately, if you're listening from 4 to 6 a.m. during the rebroadcast of Nightlight, you're not eligible when you text in a keyword at those hours. So if you can, try to text in between 7 and 8 tonight. That's when all the texts will come in and we'll give the keyword. And that is how you become eligible for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. So... now that we got that out of the way, this is kind of a weird thing. It is restless leg syndrome day. And I didn't know this, but you suffer from restless leg syndrome. And, you know, it can be, now it hasn't really flared up when you've been in the studio, but I understand you're going through a bout of it right now where it's hard to control your leg and you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So Con? Oh, man. What do you do for just some Bengay or acetaminophen? What do you do for that?
You just let it take its course, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of stretching.
Okay. What broke over there just now? Everything okay?
A couple speakers, some of the, you know, Packer glasses I have back here.
Some of the older equipment, I hope. They just redid this studio, not knowing Conrad has restless leg syndrome. So we'll be dealing with, oh my God.
Sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here? Can we put some pillows down there? I mean, I'm concerned about you too, throughout the show, it just seems like.
Get some staples and we'll staple my my shoe to the ground.
What the hell would you staple your shoe to the ground? Oh, that's funny. It is also, folks, the birthday of a gentleman who, as far as I know, does not have restless leg syndrome. Mr. Bruce Spring. Oh, my. This is just. And you shouldn't keep your collection of jelly back there in the jars. I don't know why you keep that under your desk.
Well, you never know when you need jelly.
That's true. It is Bruce Springsteen's birthday, folks. The boss turns 76. We will be celebrating throughout the show with bumper music galore from my true hero, Bruce Springsteen. This is like a, I wouldn't say it's a national holiday for me, but I'm glad he was born and he's brought a lot of joy to my life. And, you know, not to spend too much time on sports, but this was funny. Travis Kelce and Andy Reid had a big flare-up.
They got into
Andy Reid supposedly said, oh, wait a minute, I wrote it down here. He said, tell me why I shouldn't kick you off. That was what a lip reader supposedly said that Andy Reid said to Travis Kelce. You've got to be joking. Conrad, do you need a bandage or something?
Huge flare-up.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's got to be it's got to be tough. Oh, I hope you get some sleep tonight. No, that could be
I don't know.
It can be a real bear. Dr. Kristen Lierley just texted me saying she's coming in hot.
Okay.
That can mean a few different things. Is she saying she's hot? Is she saying she's cutting it close? Or is she saying she's about to get a ticket? Now, her boyfriend is a police officer.
Oh.
And he's a stickler for the rule. What if he's the one giving her the ticket?
I think that would just be a warning.
So much respect.
Might just
for him.
Be a warning.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. But that's serious. Like Travis Kelce, a staple on all those Super Bowl teams, getting yelled at by the coach.
You know, and you know, you're talking about that AI video you saw of, you know, but I saw a video of AI Travis Kelce punching Andy Reid in the face and knocking him out. And also, you know, Derrick Henry fumbled last night again.
Brutal. Yeah.
And
three games in a row, right?
I saw another video of Lamar Jackson punching Derrick Henry in the face.
AI's
getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand because people are going to see that and go, did you see that Derrick Henry got punched?
First of all,
no one would punch Derrick Henry in the face. He would definitely kill
not.
Him.
Yeah.
Maybe Lamar Jackson. Oh, come on. Jeez. You know, it's a good thing Dr. Lierley's coming in.
She can check out your leg.
And is it both legs or are you just?
It's just it's kind of my feet.
Is it your kicking? Okay. Hey, with that in mind, folks, I think it's time we get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. All right. Joan Jett turns 68 this week. It got me thinking. I don't know. I think we've had a similar question to this, but not one that is so spot on. Who is the best female rocker of all time? Who is the best female rocker of all time? That's our question of the night, folks. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app. Which you should have anyway if you want to play our green and gold contest. Go for the green and gold contest. And you can drop us a comment over text. Or if you're watching on the stream on X, Facebook, or YouTube, drop us a stream comment and let us know who the best female rocker of all time is. If you're on any of these platforms, folks, we would sure love it if you gave us a like or a follow. Those are always fun to get to if you're there anyway. But that is our question of the night. So let us know who you think is the best female rocker, and we will read your text on the radio. And there's one I'm going to quiz Dr. Lierley on this when she gets here. And she says she's confident. She thinks she's going to crush it. So, I mean, I'm sure she's a good student. She's a doctor. But we'll ask her. But I just realized I left a very important one off the quiz, so I'll probably have to add some. But that's our question of the night. Let us know. We have, what was our question last night? Do you remember?
Well, you know,
is it
embarrassing to write in a diary? I mean,
no, it's not. What if you wrote something in your diary? What is it that you would not want people to read? Like, what do you find would be too embarrassing? And your dad, all right, I read that one. I read Jack from Merrimack. John Murray's I read last night. Bridget's I didn't get to. Private conversations that I would never really say to anyone. Now I can just picture Bridget writing something to her diary.
Pete stinks.
Pete, why would Bridget be writing about me? Pete stinks. Conrad has this syndrome called restless leg syndrome that we can't seem Oh, that one was a little. Sounds like you're losing some bang for your buck over there. All right, we're coming right back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Coming to you live from downtown Green Bay, broadcasting live statewide. That is the boss. He is 76 years old today. So I saw him 2 years ago at Wrigley Field, did a 3-hour and 2-minute concert at 74 years old.
I could do that.
Yeah. You just need some songs. You can stand up there for 3 hours.
I'll just steal the songs and...
Yeah.
I could sing.
Can you?
No. But the auto-tune will help, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And you could, you have other talents, too, that you could, you know, bestow upon people. Are you okay? I'm getting a little worried here. And I'm really glad there will be a doctor in the house.
All right, this is the big idea. I'll just go up on stage and let it flare up and just break stuff.
It's going to start spasming, and you think people are going to pay to sell out Wrigley Field with your restless legs and
all those glasses of jelly falling
down. Oh, that's terrible. That's a lot of wasted jelly. So it is restless leg day. If you have this thing, I think my wife had it years ago, and it happens when you sleep. If I'm not, we'll ask Dr. Kristen Lyer about that when she gets here.
I'm sleeping.
you're mailing it in. That's for sure. Our question of the night, folks, is who is the best female rocker of all time? This is in honor of Joan Jett's birthday. She turns, the rocker turns 68. I'm going to say my favorite female rocker. She's not my favorite, but she's the one I left off the list of the quiz for Kristen. Lita Ford. And to me, I think she's kind of a one-hit wonder. When I was a summer DJ, like in 1989 or 90, I would play this song by Lita Ford. What the heck is the name of that song? I have to look it up now because I'm totally forgetting. Oh, she is 67 years old. Close my eyes. No, that's not it. Close my eyes. Kiss Me Deadly. That is her song. And here are the lyrics in this song. And this like made me blush. I was like 20 years old or whatever. Okay. I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight.
Oh.
I didn't even know girls like that. I'm like, she's so gritty and like singing about this stuff. And she had this crazy, like, not muscle rock, but like hairband type. So I'll say Lita Ford, because those lyrics really did knock my socks off back in whatever it was, 1989. And I left her off the quiz. So kind of a one-hit wonder and not my favorite female rocker, but I will give her props for that because those lyrics, whether she wrote them or not, I don't know. But she is 67 years old now. All these rockers are getting older. So let us know what you're... Do you have a favorite, Con?
You know, I just looked at the stream comments and I thought this was hilarious. I'm just going to agree with him.
Tell me.
David Kunitz said Taylor Swift, my Tay-Tay. I saw on Willow Island when she was a nobody, Teardrops on My Guitar.
Is that a song?
I don't know.
That's a great name for a song. If it's not, it should be. Dave, you should write that. I'm guessing it's a Taylor Swift song.
Definitely a rocker. Right? Not a country singer at all. Definitely a rocker.
No, she's a rocker. And, you know, country singers can be maybe not rockers, but you could put a country singer on there if you want.
All right. I will say Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but she's not a country singer. But she could do it all, though.
Yeah, I mean...
She's not just your Tay-Tay, Dave. I'm the one who dated her. She's one of my exes. And we've talked about this ad nauseum on the show. And when I say ad nauseum, I mean ad nauseum.
So you're not going to say your ex is your favorite?
No. It's funny. I don't think of her... I guess I left her off the quiz, too, because I don't think of her as a rocker. Even though she is. She's like a pop star, you know? I think of, like, Gwen Stefani as a rocker or, like, you know... Anyway, that's a great text.
You know,
thanks.
I will actually say, though, I think Joan Jett, probably because of the most, those are the most songs I've probably heard.
Yeah.
And I really like that song.
I Love Rock and Roll.
Reputation.
Oh. How does that, I forgot about that one. What is that?
It's, listen to it during the break. I'm not going to.
You're not going to sing it for me over your restless leg syndrome? Daniel Berry, Sports Highlights, also says hello on the stream. Happy Tuesday. Hey, everyone. Hey, Daniel. Great to have you with us tonight. A few texts here from last night, if we can get through these. Sydney from Oregon says, after 34 years of living, I don't know if my sister's birthday is March 20th or 21st. A confession only from my diary until now. Well, that's not so bad. I'm sure you're still a good brother, Sydney. Sydney was in the 708, by the way, texting all the way from Chicago. Chicagoland area. Duffy from Mount Horeb, that's the 608, says, thanks for what you do, Pete and Conrad. One of the best shows on civic media. Well, thank you, Duffy. That's very nice to hear. Duffy says, I have to ask if you have seen the documentary Listeners or Listers on YouTube. Absolutely fantastic. All right, I'm writing that down, Duffy. I love when we get suggestions from listeners. That's fantastic. And thank you for the compliments, Duffy. Great to have you on board, and thank you for listening. Chris in the 773 says, you ask for honesty, didn't mean any disrespect. You usually have really great questions. This one I'm trying to relate to. Also very in touch with my feminine side. Keep up the great work. Chris, remember we thought Chris was a female, but Chris is not a female.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris spells his name like a girl I know who spells it the same way. That's what messed me up.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of ways to spell Chris, but thank you, Chris. And I meant no disrespect either if I said something. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, woke up, got out of bed, dragged the comb across my head, found my way downstairs and had a cup and looking up, noticed I was late, grabbed my coat and grabbed. What is that from?
I don't know
if Tyler's listening because this is from last night, but Tyler, give us some clarification. Tyler in the 608, our pal, let us know. I think we're caught up on text from last night. We got a lot to get to, and we do it. We can take caller if you can hold on through the news, and we'll take the call after the break. I think Dr. Lyerly she said she's coming in hot, so she could be giving birth right now. That's what you're dealing with when you book a doctor on the show. And Conrad's restless leg syndrome, by the way, is, you know, needing to be dealt with. He's got serious issues on the other side of the glass. All right, we're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
CBS News Brief. Jimmy Kimmel returned to ABC Airwaves from suspension, saying he understands his remarks on the assassination of Charlie Kirk seemed ill-timed or unclear, but he defended free speech.
The government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. That's anti-American. And I'm so glad we have some solidarity on that from the right and the left and from those in the middle like Joe Rogan.
At the United Nations, President Trump criticized nations accepting a future Palestinian state.
Some of this body is seeking to unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The rewards would be too great for Hamas terrorists for their atrocities.
Nearly 2 million people are evacuated in China's Guangdong province being battered by Typhoon Ragasa, 19 known dead in Taiwan and the Philippines. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Making movies seems like a pretty good gig. Believe it or not, there are people who whine and moan about it, according to wrestler-turned-actor David Bautista. He told GQ he is getting older and more choosy about projects and says, quote, I want to work with people I just love and respect because I love this business. I love filmmaking and the art, and if people don't want to be there, I don't want to be there with them. This was obviously before reviews for his new film, Afterburn, came out. If you're looking for something to rent that you might have forgotten about or never got around to seeing, check out a film that's climbing the HBO charts. 2011's The Sitter is more or less a remake of the Elizabeth Shue 80s comedy Adventures in Babysitting, albeit a more foul-mouthed and raunchy one. Jonah Hill and Sam Rockwell star in the film that critics say might be worth a revisit. If you're wondering why it was forgotten about, it could be because it received a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it does have Sam Rockwell. It's worth checking out, as sometimes history is kind to comedies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. It's 55 right now.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know.
I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Todd Albaugh.
Everybody, there is a government shutdown on the horizon. Haven't talked about it much, but we will next time with Pat Kreitlow on Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
A Tuesday night edition. We are having a swell time here. We have coming up in the second hour, I'm going to give you information on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state text to win contest with outstanding prizes. All you have to do is text in the keyword. That's coming up in hour number two. Dr. Kristen Lierley is running a little bit behind, so we will expect her hopefully soon, but I hope she takes her time. She said she's on crutches. Did she? Is she? Is this a? You think she has restless leg syndrome? That's so bad. all right, we have a caller, Conrad.
Yes.
Let's not forget about our caller.
Yeah, it's Ollie from the North Woods.
Ollie, how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm not very savvy, or maybe not politically correct in my answer tonight.
That's
but
okay.
I would say Tina Turner.
Oh yes. Do you have a favorite Tina Turner song?
Well, two favorites. The first one by far is "Proud Mary."
Awesome.
And then also I liked "What Love Got to Do with It."
Great song. I love "Tiny Dancer" or what is it? "Private Dancer." What's Love Got to Do with It? And I don't know if you know, remember she had a song called Simply the Best that they always played at like sporting events and stuff. Yeah, she is outstanding.
Yep.
So
well,
that's,
I hope she's a rocker in your eyes.
She's absolutely a rocker. You can't sing Proud Mary and not rock. That's what I say to you.
All righty.
All right. You have a great night. Thank you for the call.
Okay. You better take care of those legs. Sounds like you won't have much of the studio left.
Conrad's just a bloody mess over there. Thank God we have a doctor who has just arrived. All right. Thank you very much, Ollie. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Ollie from the North Woods. And we finally...
I can
finally call this a radio show. No, I didn't mean finally because I didn't want you to rush. What is going on? You're on crutches?
I got my knee replaced like 4 weeks ago. Not even. And there's zero handicap parking around here. Having a condition like this really makes you appreciate what people who live with a disability go through every single day of their life.
Right.
Yes.
Do you want to know what I, when I was a kid in Chicago, they were changing the sidewalks to make them handicap accessible.
Curb cuts. Uh-huh.
And my friend Scott, I won't say his last name. I think he went on to be a doctor. He said, "Do you believe that? I bet we got like one cripple on the whole block."
But that's how people used to
think.
That's
enough.
But
I know.
Well, it doesn't. It's not even that. Once they did the curb cuts, guess who else started using it? People pushing strollers
kids
on bikes and skates. It just became like it was easier for everybody.
There are just some people you just can't make happy. It's like they always have to find something to complain about.
You're right. That's not us.
No, not us. That was a 10-year-old kid sounding like he was 60 years old. Hey, I am glad you made it. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here, folks. You can hear her here on the Civic Media Network, or more specifically on WGBW and WISS for the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You have some amazing guests.
This weekend, we have a really cool show.
I was kind of looking for a shout out there, but that's okay. Yeah. Tell me who's on this week.
Oh, yeah. Pete, you were my guest. That was a super fun show.
I really enjoyed that. But you have, I mean, I was like, you have guests of all from all different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
You have handsome radio hosts. You have tell us who is coming up tomorrow.
So it's sad. Remember the school shooting in Minneapolis? There are so many.
I can't even remember exactly.
Right. Well, this one didn't get a ton of press, but it was a Catholic school. It was August 27th. A family whose son goes to that school, and he's fine. He's okay.
Okay.
But they're going to tell their story.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we're going to talk about what can we do? You know, as citizens, we hear about this all the time, and we've just kind of written it off. And if you're on
we're
the
like,
right,
oh, that's terrible. And then we move on.
Right. We it's feel awful. Bad. And then we, you know, we point fingers on the right. They say mental health issues on the left. They say gun issues. Nobody's solving this problem.
Right.
So it's different when you've been through it.
Right.
So we're going to hear their side.
I am trying not to go. And I don't even think it's political. But when a major celebrity was a talking head on the right mm-hmm. was recently killed. All the stuff for him, and that was horrific, what we saw.
It was horrific.
I mean,
it,
everybody yes. was like, no one, that was awful and traumatizing.
Yeah.
But these kids, like, get none of the pomp and circumstance that they suffer. What you saw in that video, that's happening to kids when they get shot. And we don't hear about that, and we don't really honor it. Even, you know, it's just terrible. So I applaud you. I think that sounds like a phenomenal show. And now I feel silly that I made jokes about myself.
Look, but that's the cool thing about my show. When they first offered this amazing opportunity, they insisted that I call it just like my name.
Yeah.
Because then I could do anything I wanted with it. Because I right. was thinking, you know, what do you want to talk about? Healthcare or politics yeah. or healthcare and politics? Or, you know, like those right. are the things that I kind of do all the time. But this way I can talk to anybody about anything and really just help them tell their stories. And yeah. I love people. That's the thing I love about being a doctor. I love people, and I love helping people be the best that they can be. And this is just a different facet of that.
It's incredible. And you can almost justify any guest and tie them to, like, even your guest this weekend, mm-hmm. tie them somehow to the medical field or health, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this knee. I'm concerned. What happened? How did you run so hard for office you needed your knee replaced, or what happened there?
I had a bad skiing accident. Couple of years ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and then like surgery after surgery. This is the fifth surgery when we finally said,
oh,
let's just like,
oh, no.
start over. I know.
That is terrible. Does it hurt right now? Or are you doing the rehab?
Both of those things. Okay. Yeah. I'm doing incredibly well,
okay.
though, because I went into it pretty healthy. So luckily I can bend it. A big problem after a knee replacement is, can you bend it?
Yeah.
So that has not been a problem for me. Although that's probably what got me into the situation in the first place, because I'm a little too bendy.
You're a little too bendy?
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you, do you have, oh man.
Is no. Conrad dancing again?
Conrad is dealing with his own medical issue over yeah. there. He's got restless leg syndrome, and he keeps kicking all the jars of jelly under his desk. I don't know why he's keeping them there.
Mm-hmm. I was listening on my way in.
I'm sorry.
Have we listened to, I missed the beginning because I was out searching for parking.
Yeah.
Did you listen to Reputation by Joan Jett?
No, we have not. Do you have, you should pull that for bumper.
Oh, I will.
In your quiz, I'm not going to tell you what question, but I do have a Joan Jett question. So.
I was singing in the car.
We really?
Oh, yeah. Like, you brought up Joan Jett, and I was singing Reputation. Lita Ford, I knew it before you did. You know, they used to be in a band together.
What do you mean you knew it before I did? What does that mean?
You were like, oh, what was her song? I'm not sure.
Oh, Kiss Me Deadly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of the song, but those lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a 20-year-old guy, and you hear this song about a woman saying, oh, I didn't get laid, but I did get in a fight. It's like... That's like out of that Amy Schumer movie where David Tell says, that's the kind of girl you bring a knife to a knife fight. Like, she just sounded so ballsy and like just it was. I'd never heard a song like that from a woman.
Yeah, it's just a song.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I
you
mean,
know what?
That wasn't my experience either, but.
No, but I'm, we sing kind of we, like I sing. We sing about
could we
what
sing
we
right
know.
Now?
We could. What do you want to do something?
We could do Day in the Life by the Beatles. I heard a request for that earlier. I woke up, got out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Oh, that's uh-huh. what that was?
Yep. See, I was listening.
That was from last night. That was one of our texts from last night. And I, for the life of me, sometimes I look at words, even if they're from famous songs, and I just can't do it. You know, mm-hmm. I can't figure out what it's from. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, folks. She is here in one piece. She was on crutches, but she found parking, made her way into the studio, and she joins us here on Nightlight, as she so often does. Check out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show this weekend and every weekend here on the Civic Media Radio Network and WGBW. So what's been going on with you in your day job? Any lube conventions that you've been to, or... claim that there's some medical stuff going on there. What is happening?
We did have a big meeting last weekend in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. You told me that. Okay. So mm-hmm. what was that all about?
That was a blast. That was a regional meeting for the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. This is okay. the biggest U.S. organization of OBGYN docs. So it's over 60,000 doctors.
What?
Yeah.
There are that many OBGYNs in America, or is it worldwide?
It's worldwide. Most of them are in this organization are, you know, in the U.S. But like I took over as district chair. There are 12 district chairs.
Really?
Yeah. So I now have the Upper Midwest and Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Peru. So I've got like all of these diverse voices, and it is so interesting just hearing delivery of care and patient experience all across, like in South America and Canada and the U.S.
You truly love what you do. You're very good at it. Your bedside manner is, I'm sure there are some people that actually want to be sick so they get to hang out with you or have babies, I guess. But what made you want to do a radio show? Like even a 2-hour show on the weekend, there's production that's involved in that. It's a lot of work. So what made you want to do that?
Yeah. And we're taking on more of that too, because we're doing a lot of remotely because so many of our guests are remote.
Yeah.
So it's even more of a burden on me and my oldest son, Abe, who is helping out in a big way. He's a public school teacher, so he's a grown up.
But you have your oldest son is a public school teacher.
Yeah.
Would you have guessed she has a son? Conrad, that's your age.
Well, I've met Abe.
Okay, it'd be nice if you guys kept me in the loop on some stuff here. Apparently, there's a lot of socializing going on when I'm not around, but that's fine.
You met one of my boys.
I did.
He sat in the corner. Yeah. He goes to school with your daughter.
He's in Stevens Point. That's right. And he is in the same program, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
That's so great. I wonder if they've met. We were there last weekend. I meant to ask her, because there's another, I think, Kim... Chefchick. I don't know if you know Kim.
Yes, I know Kim.
Okay.
She's got a lot of fans. Kim is my BFF. Kim was my PA when I worked at Bellin.
Oh.
So we worked as a team together, so I know Kim very well.
Were you a good boss? Would she say the same thing about you?
She was the boss.
She was the PA and she was the boss?
You know Kim. She was definitely the person in charge.
She frightened.
I know, but I love her so much.
She has an angelic voice. When she comes in here with the doctor or with the Piat family and they sing, it is incredible.
Well, so the Piat boys are at Stevens Point too.
I think I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But she has someone that's an enemy. Anyway, I got to get this straight because, our kids are going to cross paths.
Uh-huh.
We could be in-laws one day, Dr. Lyerly.
I don't think you want that. You've met Lindsay. No?
He's a good kid.
He's a wonderful kid.
So why don't I want to meet him? Or why don't I want... He's not dating material for young women.
He really hasn't been. I don't know. I love him.
Well, you're the role model. You got to give him some pointers, right?
We're so similar, too. It's funny. Yeah.
All right.
He's a little bit of a late bloomer, but he's a delightful child.
Better. That's a good, because I think late bloomer. I wish I was a late bloomer. I went through puberty in second grade.
You did.
It was brutal. Yeah.
No wonder you're so traumatized by that Lita Ford song.
Oh, listen, you don't even know the half of it. No, but when you're a late bloomer, you get to enjoy childhood more.
Mm.
You know, let's be honest, I did some work in a middle school for a few years when my daughter was there, and some of these eighth graders,
mm-hmm.
they're already sexually active, and there's other eighth graders still playing army guys in their back. Like, it's such a swing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, those are the kids, I never wanted my kids to grow up that fast. I'm like, take your time. Get the rest of your life to be an adult.
Yeah. But you just are who you are. You know, it's not like they make a choice. They just are being themselves, especially at that age.
Correct.
Yeah.
You're so smart. Conrad, are you happy Dr. Lyerly is here?
Of course.
Can you look at Conrad's restless leg during the break?
Happily.
Okay.
There's a lot of jelly back here.
Not the kind you're used to at your conventions.
Ooh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. We have a quiz for her about female rockers. And when we come back, I'm going to ask her favorite Bruce Springsteen song. You won't want to miss that. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We're taking a little bit of a detour this week on the Recombobulation Minute so I can tell you about a brand new project we've been working on here at Civic Media that we're really, really excited about. So here at the Civic Media Network, we produce a tremendous amount of content on any given day. From our news team all over the state to our daily lineup of political talk and commentary shows to our many podcasts and weekend shows to local morning shows to all kinds of digital content, there can be a lot to keep up with. But now we're bringing you a new way to find all of this tremendous content all in one place. It's a new email newsletter called Civic Media Today. Like the Recombobulation Area, it also publishes on Substack. This is going to be your one-stop shop to connect with everything across the Civic Media extended universe, from podcasts and live streams of your favorite shows to the latest on everything happening across Wisconsin. So go subscribe to Civic Media Today.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba. Our question of the night is, who is your favorite female rocker? And I kind of thought this was going to be a popular question. Jim from Appleton says Lita Ford sang Close My Eyes Forever with Ozzy Osbourne.
I remember
okay,
that.
Do you? Were you a fan of Lita Ford?
Not really.
Not particularly.
I was more of a if we're talking about The Runaways, I was more of a Joan Jett kind of gal.
Okay.
Lita was a little harsh for me too, but yeah, I sang her songs.
Yeah. She scared me. when I was that age. From the 512, Matt from Middleton says, it's a toss-up for me between Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics or Stevie Nicks. Phenomenal, unique voices and talent.
Very true.
Could not agree more, Matt. Thank you. Let's do one more here before we're going to give you a quiz.
Yeah.
Female rocker quiz. You did sign off on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Christine from Slinger, she's in the 414, says Tina Turner and Cyndi Lauper. Just talking about Cyndi Lauper with Kristen here. Conrad is so funny with his crashes tonight. Keep it up. That's easy for you to say. It's a bloody mess.
Strawberry.
He's got strawberry jam.
I got strawberry apricot. I got all the jellies.
You
got
to have the rhubarb.
Oh, yeah.
You like rhubarb?
Love rhubarb.
Love rhubarb.
Do you?
Rhubarb to me, not only do I like how it tastes, but I like that it means that summer is.
You know, it's weird. I'm not against rhubarb, but I remember it grew in the alley by our house, and I thought that was weird. Like, what, you know, like a cat peed on it the night before or something. I'm supposed to eat it. I guess. But if you know a cat peed on it, would you still eat it, even if you washed it?
Probably not.
Probably chuck that piece, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have a hard time with, like, the psychological thing, but, like, you know, it gets rained on, and then you wash it. And, like, you don't know what happens to your fruits and vegetables when they're bird poop and all
stuff. And I've always said that, like, I can use a public toilet unless I see the person who came out of there.
Really?
Then it's off limits. Like, nope, can't do it, unless it's, like, a handsome man or woman. I'm like, all right. But if someone looks, like, the least bit non-hygienic, is that a word?
Hygienic?
I know hygienic is, but I wouldn't, I'd probably wait.
What about a porta potty?
No, thanks. Those are horrible. I wouldn't, I mean, for women, I don't even know how you guys, because I have, like, you know, I don't want to turn this into like a bathroom show, but I peed in a porta potty, but you couldn't pay me.
They both.
I'm pretty talented, Kristen. You should know that by now, especially when it comes to the bodily functions. But I wouldn't sit in one. And I think women just kind of sort of squat, right? They don't touch.
I'll just go ahead and share that I actually sit.
Do you?
Yeah, I do a lot of biking, like events and things where you'll stop, you know, you'll bike for 20 miles and stop and eat and pee and do all that. And it's mostly just porta potty then. Or I did Rag Bri. I rode my bike all the way across Iowa and was all porta potty.
Yeah. So, like, to save time, do you do the old eat and pee? Do you sit down and have a sandwich?
No, that's terrible. You kind of said that all together.
Okay. You're a doctor. You should be earthy by nature.
I should tell you something.
Yeah.
It's the boss's birthday. I know.
I was just going to ask you what your favorite song was.
I was there, too, at Wrigley.
You were?
Yes, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yes, and you're right. He performed for over 3 hours. And did you notice this? The fans got tired. They were still going up on stage, and the fans were like, I can't take it. The fans started to sit down at, like, hour 2:15.
Right. Because you're right. It was so funny. It was like everybody's on their feet, like they're 15, going crazy. And then they took a break. And then they stand. Then he'd do Born to Run, and people would stand up again. That was so cool. I have somebody shared a video with me of him walking from one of those Wrigley Field apartments.
Oh, yeah.
Through into Wrigley. Like, they obviously rented the apartment so he could be close. He is a national treasure, and I just love him.
So, great.
You have a favorite Bruce song?
Glory Days always makes me feel, you know, schmaltzy about high school.
Schmalzy.
That is actually my maiden name, so I'm owning it.
I think mine would have to be probably Thunder Road, because you can make it fast, you can make it more ballady, but it's what he's singing about in that, and because that song is kind of about Glory Days, too. Like, he sings about Glory Days a lot in other songs, but, and then his Devils and Dust album. I like every song. He's a phenomenal song.
Fade Away.
Yeah. Wanna be just another useless memory. I don't wanna fade away.
Okay.
Promo, Conrad.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
Come on. Well, that'll bring a lot of ears to the network.
Fade away. Tell me what can I say?
Wow.
Oh, I love
Kim Marie Shevchik, if you're listening.
We've sung together.
Have you?
She actually, I have performed in Doctors in Recital because I sing in the exam room because I can't help myself. Sorry to all of my patients, former patients out there. I don't know. Or I'll sing like when I'm walking down the hall because, you know, you get a song in your head and it just comes out of my mouth. So Kim was like, you should sing in Doctors in Recital. So there were a few years where I did.
When you're delivering a baby, do you take requests?
Sure. Whatever my patient wants.
Wow. Yeah.
Usually they have their own music. Can I tell a funny delivery story?
Yeah.
Recently this happened. The dad had a whole playlist. I mean, he had it all set up. They'd been making this playlist for a really long time. And when she was just about to have the baby, I said, baby's coming. It's going to be here any second. And he like was fumbling with his phone. And all of a sudden we heard, Savannah, na 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 na.
From The Lion King.
It was the greatest. Oh my gosh. Yes.
That is bizarre. I love that.
We got the whole thing on video. Yeah.
What would you...
Pretty cool.
You could do Justin Bieber, baby, baby, baby. Is that kind of too hack?
No. We can do whatever my patients want.
Well, I probably won't be in any more three rooms. But folks, our question of the night is, who is the best female rocker ever? Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, and after intermission, we're going to come back for Act Two. We're going to give her our female rocker quiz, and I'm going to tell you all about the Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, and you will get the keyword very early in the hour. So stick around. Lots of fun here tonight at Nightlight. We might even do a picture window type dealio.
Oh.
All right, we'll talk. Peach Wob and Nightlight, we're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back inside, sat down, had a few drinks, but all we kept talking about was glory days.
Well, it passed you by, glory days. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A contrite Jimmy Kimmel returned to the airwaves almost a week after ABC suspended his late-night talk show over comments politicizing Charlie Kirk's assassination.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
But he said efforts to cancel the show over his beliefs would be un-American.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
The president isn't pleased. CBS's Jared Hill.
Just an hour before last night's broadcast, President Trump, in a scathing post on social media, said the show had bad ratings, accused the host of being an arm of the Democratic Party, and appeared to threaten to sue ABC again.
About 20%.